Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? B. Mitch and Finley, 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, Monday, July 19th. Training camp for the Washington football team. 8 damn days away, Lampfill, and I'll tell you what, I am excited. I'm excited to be back in studio with my dear friend, my big brother, Mr. Brian Mitchell. I'm even happy to see Lampfill. I'm rested.
I don't think Lampfill happy to see you, though.
I am tan and rested and ready to rock.
You're tan.
I look good.
You look like that all the time. I don't know about good, but you're not dead.
You look like you spent the entire last week drinking. Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah, because I'm looking at your hair, and you look like...
I had a hat on.
Look like Kramer.
I need a haircut.
Your face is a little puffy?
My face is not puffy, Lampfill. I shaved this morning. That's what happens. Maybe I did. Sue me. I was on vacation. I can report I have some negative news about my vacation since I wake up in a good mood. I come in here. You guys just start giving me S the moment I walk in. I mean, I literally walked in. The first words anyone said to me were Brendan Dar said, I'm very disappointed in you.
Yeah, because you're
what
late.
The actual F?
Hey.
Good to see you all.
Let's just say this, JP. You are so gullible. You're so easy. I mean, you could come up here just $1 trillion and we could make you feel crazy.
All I want to do is say who's coming on the show. Can I just say who's coming on
show? If you wouldn't have went through that whole little spiel, you could have been saying it.
At 10:30, our friend Paul Selepis will join the program. He was at the Nats game Saturday night and when the shooting started. And his story is really, really remarkable. And you got to listen to it. 10:45, Chris Miller joins the program to talk about... Do I understand this right? The Wizards actually hired a coach.
Yes.
Hey, let's have a parade. 11:30, Aaron Schatz from Football Outsiders will join the program. Their football almanac for the year is out. We're going to get their expectations for the Washington football team. 12:45, Mr. Michael Silver from NFL Network, new hire for the Washington football team, going to be working, creating content for the team. We'll join the program. Excited to talk to him. And as always, 1:45, we'll do Heard It Here First. 55 days until the Washington football team plays the Los Angeles Chargers in week one. 54 days until I turn 40 years old. The Nats are struggling, even though they won yesterday. But most important, Brian Mitchell, honesty test. Did you miss me?
Not really. I mean,
I think you did.
Nah.
I think you did.
Nah.
Cody, you think you missed me?
You know, if you're going to tell me what I did, then you just go ahead and answer the question yourself then.
Tipitone on Twitter says, welcome back, JP. Don't ever go on vacation again. You were missed. Don't let B. Mitch lie to you.
Well, tell Tipitone next time they can just go on vacation with you.
I don't know that I'm inviting. As much as I like Tipitone, I'm not sure he's invited on my family vacation.
Yeah, he can go hang out with you. It won't be a problem.
Had a really a tremendous week down there. Corolla is beautiful. The weather was great. When you get good weather on vacation, it's just such a game changer, man.
It is.
We ate. So it's my wife's entire family. So have I given you the rundown of how many people I was on vacation with? So my wife is one of four sisters. Mm-hmm. So her parents, the four sisters and four husbands. So that's 10 adults. If you're keeping score, Lampfill, Cody, write this down. 10 adults. Assuming I qualify as an adult.
Well, no, you got 9 adults and you.
Sure.
Okay, there we go.
There were my two girls, five children, all under five and younger, including like a 2 week old.
Okay.
And one very pregnant sister. So she was like 8 months pregnant.
Ooh, like she's about to pop.
So we're at 15 people now?
At least.
Four dogs. Of the dogs, my 75-pound black lab was the third smallest. There's a Great Dane, a German Shepherd, and then the most rambunctious of the crew is a younger Husky. Mm-hmm. This house was a madhouse at all times.
Why you called us from the golf course? We understand.
That's why I called you from the golf course. Mm-hmm. It's also why I found out, I had to find out early what the grapefruit situation was in Corolla.
Did they have pink?
Here's what I'll tell you I will do next time. It will be a BYO grapefruit situation.
They had no pink grapefruit in the whole Corolla area?
So there's two grocery stores. There's one's close, one's far away. They were...
Yeah, the one is right next to the golf course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Fallujah in there. It was an absolute war zone walking into this grocery store. I imagine kind of the supply line issues that we...
I know they probably never thought that, you know, they would have somebody just having a hissy fit over some damn pink grapefruit.
Well, it happened. I mean, I didn't, like, get upset. I didn't say anything. I waited to get back to Washington, D.C.
So we know how to shut him down. Get his wife and her family around and he don't complain.
Oh, I complained plenty. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, under your breath.
So they had... Here's the problem. This is probably the bougiest thing in my life. They had, like, the mass-produced pink grapefruit that you buy, but I need fresh squeezed because the mass-produced just has all the sugar.
Well, dude, everything that you get when you go out to a place and you ask people for pink grapefruit, they're not giving you no fresh squeeze.
Right, but when I'm at home making my cocktail of choice, I want the pink grapefruit of choice.
Should have got you some pink grapefruit and squeezed them yourself.
You know what, Brian? In hindsight, that's absolutely what I should have done.
Yeah.
But the other problem, I've experienced this, and I'm curious because you are the chef, right? An early submission, Cody, write this down for Bleep You Thursday for having a gumbo Friday when I was on vacation.
Hey, is that our fault?
That kind of, it kind of feels like a direct shot. Hey, I'm going to make gumbo. I know JP's not here. Like,
let me see.
Did you just get the urge to make gumbo?
I actually thought exactly what you said.
Yeah, so you bleeped me. I'm going to quote Nas. If you say bleep me, I'm going to say bleep you.
Well, I mean, hell, cool.
All right. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
You won't get no gumbo ever.
I don't know why you couldn't have. Is there any left? Can I have some now?
We destroyed
You know it. I will eat four-day-old gumbo.
We ate it all here.
And we started eating it at like 9:30. It was so good.
Who all got to eat it? I want names.
Everybody here, CK, everybody.
Brendan Dar, Nick Ashew, he was involved.
Nick Ashew got gumbo and I didn't.
I mean, you weren't here.
You made it specifically when I... Did the Father Ducking Stallion get gumbo and I did not?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. There's a little bit left over.
Did Linnell get gumbo?
Nah, Linnell just eats cicadas and they go. So he might be on the little
What
drop.
All was in it? Jeb crab?
Sausage, crab, and chicken.
Damn it. That's messed up, dude. We did in the Outer Banks. So you'd be proud of this. One night, I went and got like fresh fish from the fish market.
It wasn't gumbo.
It was not gumbo. But I did blacken it and grill it. It was fantastic. And then we did, have you seen this boil company? Like down there, it's called Outer Banks Boil Company, but they're kind of all over the place. I think they're franchises. They have one. Like in Fenwick. They're all over. So we did this boil, which was really, really good. And it's really pretty simple. Like everything comes in a big old metal pot, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And then you just put it on the stove and cook it up. Well, yeah. It was great. So
that's what a boil is.
We had that. Still.
We can tell you one more thing about the gumbo, though. Landfill, tell him the one more thing about the gumbo.
Oh, the one more thing about the gumbo. We didn't actually have gumbo on Friday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We had ribs.
Yeah, we did have ribs.
What is wrong with you two? Like, what? That is such a random lie
because
to make
we know,
up.
No, we know you would act just like you did, want to curse everybody out, but we did have barbecued ribs, And we all destroyed, though. They were damn good.
Now, listen.
Now, everybody that we named did have ribs and potato salad. It was so damn good.
Did you make the ribs?
Yes.
I would love to have gotten the ribs, but I can't believe, one, you guys had this elaborate prank to gumbo me.
Okay, first of all, did it work?
Yeah, okay. Certainly.
So,
but I'm an easy mark for that.
And earlier when you said, you come back and we do this, that, and I said you were easy. You're gullible.
I also don't think my friends and coworkers are going to make up a random elaborate lie.
It was just a little fib.
It was a lie, but it was like a good bit. I'm not knocking the bit. It's a little weird. No, whose idea was this, Landfill or B. Mitch?
I'm pretty sure it was my idea.
Of course it was.
I think we planned it on
A2
Friday.
A2 Cody Betts?
Yeah. Did we plan it Friday?
I'm pretty sure we came up with it on Friday.
You guys planned this. This is premeditated.
Yes.
This has gone from a local to a federal crime.
Yeah.
Once it's premeditated.
I think I may have some jambalaya today, though. Got enough for everybody to have.
Hey, lasers. Ring the bell. That's tremendous news. There's no food in my house. There's no nothing. So that would be great news any day, but particularly today. Jambalaya. I'm thrilled about that.
It was so good. You know what? You would get to a point where you were getting to be like a little despicable. And I couldn't let it go.
Despicable?
Yeah, because I couldn't let it go the whole show. But by the end of the show, I think I would probably have to choke you out.
What did I do?
You were going to keep going and getting upset.
About the gumbo?
I can't believe y'all. Yeah, so I just had to just shut it down.
All right. Well, you got me. As you always do. You guys are.
And Landfill, he said he'll fall for it. I'm like, okay, let's see.
The only real news, now, the news I focus on is the football team. Sue me. I think people are aware of that now. Brandon Scherff did not get a deal done. I mean, I reported that months ago it wasn't going to happen. Plenty of people did. I don't think that's much of a surprise. And something interesting happened where, and I've said this to you, Brian, that I think with Scherff, if the organization looks at it as a 7-year, $66 million deal, which is really what it ends up being, he played here. All I know is he played here for 7 seasons, and he's going to make $66 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's about $9.5 million a year or something like that. That's a good deal for all parties.
That's if they look at it like that. But ultimately, what is looked at as you couldn't keep and sign your first-round draft pick to a long-term deal. You lost your future Hall of Fame candidate, left tackle, because you couldn't get a long-term deal. You had a quarterback here that you put on 2 franchise tags, and you couldn't sign a long-term deal.
There's a pattern there.
That's going to be what it's looked at like, and it's going to look like failure on their part, not necessarily the player's part. The way I see it is this, is that they want the players to take these deals that they feel is cool with them, but the players are getting the same information that the team is getting. The agents are giving them the same information. Like, I had the conversation with the guy on Instagram for the last damn near 2-3 months or more. And he's like, well, he doesn't want to be here. I say, not for the wrong price, just like you wouldn't want to be the job for the wrong price either. And he agrees with that. So I think ultimately, you know, this deal comes down to the fact that you gave him $18 million in a franchise tag. That's normally where it starts, the negotiations. But the negotiations weren't nowhere close to $18 million. And they probably wouldn't even close to 16, 17 a year. So he knows next year the salary cap is going to jump. So he would be a fool to jump at a long-term deal now that's going to automatically next year put him at the lower end of the top players instead of the top end.
And I think you're seeing something similar unfold with Jonathan Allen, that there was some optimism, like, oh, we might be able to get a deal done. You talked about what the number might be on the Scherff deal, what it should be versus what it is. What numbers Patrick Mahomes wear?
15.
If I had to guess, I bet 15 was a number offering.
But this is the thing. Whenever you tell someone, we think you're worth the franchise tag, that's the average of the top 5. Am I right?
Correct.
And that comes up to 18. And then I'm going to say, well, but we're going to give you 15 per year. I give you a one-finger salute and keep walking.
You gave me a one-finger salute when I walked in this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, hey, you're number one.
You were definitely saying you're number one.
But the thing of it, listen, and I think fans have to get to a point where your fandom sometimes has to become reality, where you look at it and say, if you were in a situation, and I know people like to say, well, if I was making that amount of money, no, if you were making that amount of money, you'd think just like the people that's making that money right now. And the whole thing comes down to this. People being treated fairly is what makes people like you or not like you. And if you're telling me that you think I'm this good for this 1 year, but you know, I'm not worth that average the next few years, then I feel like, okay, well, you don't really think that highly of me. And I understand all the different things that go out there, but this is what, in that little whole thing, supply and demand, that's where the price is now. For a player of his caliber, that's where the price is. And I think ultimately, eventually, we're going to have to get out of the bargain basement shopping, thinking we can get everybody for the lowest price, and think we're going to constantly compete with the other people that say, yeah, to hell with that, we're going to pay our guys.
Well, we just talked about it before the show that, you know, as much as Washington's salary cap flexibility, their salary cap space has been celebrated, some of that is just missing first-round draft picks.
True.
Like, if Josh Doctson didn't completely flame out, and instead he was a stud wideout that you need to pay and sign, that's going to eat into your salary cap space. Yeah. Like, eventually, when they have to work out a deal with Terry McLaurin, which I think needs to happen...
Sooner rather than later.
If it doesn't happen by this time next year, he's going to be a free agent, and you're in big trouble. If you're going to get a deal done with Terry... Right, but there's no fifth-year option there. Because he's not a first-round pick. The Terry contract talk needs to happen.
Yesterday.
I think in earnest in January. Mm-hmm. I think you try to get that done before a new league year even opens.
It's like.
But to your point, they got to start paying some of these dudes. Because the money Chase is going to want, he's going to be that. For a stretch of time, I've been predicting this for over a year now, and I very much believe it. There will be a stretch of time where Chase Young will be the highest paid defensive player in football. That's coming.
I'm with it.
So be ready for that.
But I sit here over and over, and I watch other teams who spends ridiculous amounts of money, and they keep all their top talent in-house, and they make it work. Because that team in Kansas City, when they started signing people, you're like, how the hell are they going to sign somebody else? Didn't they pop up with the $40-something million deal with Patrick Mahomes? You're like, how the hell did that happen? You see what I'm saying? Other people make it work. But we, not just as a franchise, as a fan base and an area, we all sit here like we can get everybody for peanuts. This is not Little League. It's not college. Well, college don't be getting a lot of money now.
Yeah.
This is the NFL where you want to be the top dogs, you got to pay top dogs.
Well, think about teams. Think about the Rams, who in the last 3 years have been at least to the divisional round twice. Mm-hmm. They've been in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They continue to attack success. They're willing to forego draft picks, get the guys they want. They are paying Aaron Donald. They're paying Matt Stafford now. They're paying all over the place.
But that's what I mean.
Think about the Titans.
They've been more successful, and they still spend more money. We have not been successful, and everybody that calls in to hear and talks, they want this team to be cheap.
How does that work? The Titans have been in the playoffs the last two seasons. They were in the AFC title game 2 years ago. They just traded for Julio.
To get better.
Some sad news want to say here before we go to break. A statement from the Washington football team. With profound sadness, the Washington football team announces the passing of Mrs. Arlette Snyder, surrounded by her loving family. That is Dan Snyder's mom. Obviously, that's sad stuff, and we're sorry to hear that. I believe Arlette owned a portion of the franchise because Dan had some of the ownership was divided up with his family. I think she owned about 6%, and my guess is that will go back into the estate. But sad news there.
Very sad.
Send our best
prayers and condolences goes out to
all of that to the family.
Snyder family.
Hope they're doing all right. When we return, an incredible story that you've just got to listen to from Nats Park on Saturday night.
B. Mitch here from my friends over at EMP 180. I got to confess to y'all that I've misspoken. I talked about the average of being 19 pounds that people gained during the pandemic. The truth is, Americans' average weight gain was 29 pounds. That's so dangerous and scary even. And why? It's because according to the medical studies, being 15% overweight takes over 8 years off your life expectancy. So no more excuses. For your health and for your loved ones, start your personalized EMP program with your own counselor today and do what I did. Book an appointment to learn why this will be your last weight loss program you will ever need. Learn how thousands of fan listeners dramatically improve their health and lives with EMP 180. Start your journey now to feel, look, and perform like the younger you with EMP 180, the gold standard for scientifically developed, personalized one-on-one nutrition based loss. Personalized one-on-one nutrition-based weight loss program, all right? Call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Or visit emp180.com. EMP 180 weight loss. Look better, feel better, live better, and perform better.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Three-two, swing and a miss, struck him out with a slider. Big inning for the Padres. They tack on three insurance runs on five hits, all singles. And one man left.
That clip you just heard was the awful shooting that occurred just steps outside of Nats Park Saturday night while the Nationals took on the Padres. Lanville, hearing that is just, I mean, it's jaw-dropping.
Yeah, that's nuts.
It sounds like a machine gun or something, right? I mean, sounds like an Uzi to get that many shots off that fast. And it's just, I mean, it's terrifying. And, you know, we've since gotten more information about it. Jesse Dougherty from the Washington Post was on with the Junkies this morning and explained, you know, there's like kind of this immediate terror in the stadium, but that kind of eventually subsided. We now know the shooting was outside on South Capitol. I mean, that shooting is 4 blocks from our office, 3 blocks. I mean, it's right.
It's less than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's, and I was texting with a friend of mine over the weekend. I had a couple friends who were actually at that game sending me videos. It was crazy stuff. But the story that I kind of was made aware of is we're going to bring on Paul Telepis now. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for joining us, man. How you doing?
Good. Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for taking the time. You were at the game Saturday night, and you had your young son, your 10-year-old son with you. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. He and I went to go catch the game.
So you're just going to a Nats game Saturday night in the summer, looking to have a fun time. Can you kind of walk us through your evening, because the story is really quite remarkable, maybe just from when you first heard the noise of the shooting and where you guys ended up from there.
Sure. So, normally we don't sit as in good a seats as we sat that night, but we sat in section 117, you know, the row right in front of the third base dugout, which was, you know, below the third base entrance. So, you know, you have those gates there and, you know, you don't normally hear sounds that come through, but obviously when you something loud or something like that happens. But, yeah, we're watching the game. Everybody's really, you know, into the game. And then you hear this kind of this mechanical sound and these rapid shots going off. And you kind of look back and you're like, eh, definitely didn't sound like normal gunfire, but it kind of was reminiscent of things that you kind of see in the news lately. And you heard more rapid shots and everybody kind of stops. Everybody's kind of looking at each other. And then you start to see some commotion up there on that mezzanine area. And everybody kind of hunkers down, is actively looking. And you start to see the players kind of, you know, nowhere to be seen. And they're being ushered into the clubhouse.
And is there any announcement over the PSA? Like, is there any sort of, is anybody telling you what's going on?
No, not really. You know, I started to kind of shield my little son. You know, he's a little upset. And I was actually sitting next to some folks from Missouri that were kind of doing the circuit and going checking ballparks. And they had some boys same age. And they kind of put them down. And then we started seeing folks pushing, coming down and, you know, scurrying into the different areas and coming down, not going up. And then, which did not make us feel good. And then I kind of looked over to the right field, the right side of where the first base was, and I saw lots of people rushing towards the home plate side on the mezzanine area. So part of me is feeling, hey, I'm hearing the sound from up top right above me. That doesn't make me feel comfortable running in that direction. And, you know, watching movies and things like that, you're never at a good advantage, you know, going up versus down. So me and another father, we look at each other. There's not really many people around, and you know, we really had to make our own decisions, right? You know, there was no real clear direction on where to go. My first instinct before that was to call my brother-in-law, who's a MPD police officer. I called him quickly. I said, hey, you hear anything on the radio, anything going on? It was so real and new that he didn't hear anything. He's like, let me call my guys that are on duty. So the fact that the MPD folks, you know, it was so fresh and new, I didn't feel comfortable going up. So we said, hey, let's go down. Right. Let's go to the clubhouse area. So me and another father.
How many rows up were you?
We were in the first row right behind the dugout.
Okay.
So with the netting there and things like that, it makes it really hard to go anywhere downward. So yeah. One area we did is we got on top of the dugout. We jumped about 10 feet into this well. And then me and the other father, we caught our sons and we proceeded into the Padres dugout, the third base side. And they were very gracious, and that's one thing that I wish I had an opportunity to thank them was, but they welcomed us in into the dugout, into the back area, a little bit behind the dugout, where they were all convened in kind of this area. So we were bunkered down. There was probably us, me, my son, the other family that I talked about. There were about six of them, and then maybe a couple other fans. There weren't a lot of fans down there, but they started to bring in some of their family members. But we're huddled down there. They welcomed us in, you know, just like the Washington manager said, you know, everybody was family. Everybody was friends. We weren't, you know, players and then, you know, everybody else. So they welcomed us in. They gave us bottles of water. My son was obviously visibly upset, and manager Jace Tingler actually came over and started to comfort my son, you know, just like as if it was his kid and things like that. That helped a lot. And funny enough, my son is crying, and he's, you know, he loves Tatis Jr. just like every other kid his age, and he's crying and he's saying, hey, can I meet Fernando Tatis? Is he okay? Did he's all right? I saw him run out on the field. Is he okay? So it was a you know, a little bittersweet to kind of see that. And, you know, they made us feel comfortable. You know, we're down there bunkered in with the players and some of their family as they try to usher them in. And we stayed there. We felt very comfortable where we were. And then as we started to get more information, we then made our way back onto the field and up back to our seats and out. But, you know, Eric Hosmer was great. You know, Jace Tingler was great. Machado, Tatis, they were all very friendly.
Did he get to meet
nice.
Tatis?
You know, I asked him to kind of, you know, let's not push our luck here, right? We're lucky enough to be here. You know, I didn't want to be that guy, but, you know, in hindsight, and I didn't even take pictures or anything like that. I just wanted to make sure that they realized that we were, you know, there just to get safe and to be safe. And I'm glad that we made that decision because, there wasn't really any clear direction on what to do, where to go. But I never felt comfortable running up to where the commotion was. That didn't make sense to me.
No. I think what I'm hearing, you were being a parent. And I think when I watched David Martinez and I heard many people talking about it, adults were visibly upset. So for like your kid and the other kids that were probably affected by this, that's what I worry about. Because going to sporting events with your parents and doing those type of things supposed to be something where you don't worry about anything. And I think a lot of people – even in the D.C. metropolitan area, the police officers, Miriam Bowser, they need to realize they got to find a way to start shutting down this stuff that's happening. And I know people act as if, no, nobody has control. Oh, you have control. You got to be a little bit more strict and a little bit more stringent on people, because when guys feel it's okay to be right in the middle of the streets, like in a damn OK Corral, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Paul. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I know. And Jay Mitch, I know what you're saying. You know, we park, you know, on some of the streets over there, and we've never had any problems, you know, going back. But yeah, I definitely would like to see a little bit more police presence, you know, just because, you know, it does make people feel good. And I also felt the need that, hey, I actually, when I got home, you know, I talked to my son. I said, hey, I want to take you back tomorrow because I don't want you sitting on this and making, you know, this a bad experience. So I got him right back on the horse. We went back to the game. We even sat in the same section, not the same seats. And we had a great day yesterday, so that was really great for him to be able to go back and put that behind him.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to, you know, get to safety, and I just think it's such a neat story that the Padres were so welcoming, and in that moment, you have to be. It's not about autographs or a baseball game or anything else. Did I hear that you twisted an ankle during the jump down into the dugout?
Yeah, it was a little bit further than I thought. There was a tarp down there, and I watched the other guy do it, and then I did it, and he tried to catch me, but he's like, oh, no, you're a little bit too heavy for me. But, yeah, it took a little bit of a stumble, but, you know, all in all, I'm okay. Yeah.
Sprained ankle is something that I'll be willing to discuss because, you're just trying to make sure you do something to take care of your kid.
Paul, thank you for sharing your story, man.
Thanks, Paul.
Really appreciate it, dude.
No, I'm glad to be on. I'm glad to be here. And, you know, I've been a consumer of your show and everything that 106.7 does, and I'm happy to contribute.
Awesome, man.
Thank you, man.
We appreciate you. That is Paul Telepas. Thank you very much. Really a remarkable story just to wind up in a – I saw it
pop up, and I started, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Me too.
Because you start thinking so many different things.
Well, because my guess is you, like me, I was watching Hoops, but I had the Nats game on also, and then my Twitter goes crazy, my phone goes crazy, and I was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, and it's like the thing about it, your mind does not focus on just that. it incorporates, it brings everything into
totally.
It. And all the things that have been happening around the D.C. area.
Yeah.
Even like 9/11. I remember when 9/11 happened and then we got into, I was with the Eagles, I come back. They spray the pepper spray and your mind go, what the hell? We're thinking like it's some type of attack.
Right.
I'm sure people were thinking, is there somebody inside the stadium?
Had to be.
You know?
Had to be. When you hear that.
That's traumatizing.
Absolutely traumatizing. Here's what we're going to do. The Wizards have finally hired a head coach.
Yeah.
That's big news, Lamphill. That's a big deal. I think the draft's coming up. At least they'll have a coach for the draft. One guy that maybe could help Wes Unseld Jr. as he moves back to the D.C. area.
And that one guy is probably John Leahy. Because even in this seller's market, who you list with matters. Kelvin and Donald, first agent, couldn't sell their home in over a year. Jonathan sold it in 6 days, and he sold it for $15,000 over the list price. Then we had this former boxer who listed with another agent for 125 days with no results. Jonathan rolled in and sold it in a flash with an all-cash offer. Then Mark and Janice, they wasted 4 months with another agent until John came in, and in 20 days, that house was sold. That's Jonathan Leahy of eXp Realty. Jonathan's strategic marketing and huge buyer demand is selling homes for up to $70,000 over asking price. All right, just think of what you can do with that extra money. Jonathan offers flexible fees customized to your needs, and he understands that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And it's no surprise that real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Jonathan Leahy in the DMV area. We both were friends with him on Instagram. I saw he had a picture with Barbara Corcoran,
yeah.
I think, last week. John's doing big things. That's the guy you want to be with. Call Jonathan today, 301-651-4900, online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or you know what's even easier? Just Google Jonathan Leahy and then start packing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamish and Finley, make sure you're following along on social media. Follow Brian at BMitch30 on Instagram. You follow me at JPFinleyMBCS. Posted a picture this morning, B. I met him a couple times, but the last time I saw Biz Markie was at the airport in Charlotte. He was flying down there.
One cool dude, man.
He was cool, man. He was very cool. Another cool dude, our dear friend, Mr. Chris Miller. Chris Miller covers the Washington Wizards for NBC Sports. Washington's been doing it at a high level for a long time.
He's old, man.
C. Mills, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm not taking shots on a Monday like that from the oldest dude that's on this current call. So,
hey, man, you've been covering the Wizards longer than I've been watching them.
Listen, keep the positive spin going.
Come on, you're my little brother. I got to mess with you all the time.
I mean, you're definitely older than him.
I am older than him.
I just thought,
but I always mess with him all the time.
Older than him.
What do you mean, way
older?
Wait, hold on, Chris. How old are you?
47.
Okay, no way. I'm just 52. Come on, brother. That's 5 years, brother.
All right. He'll
fight with you. By the way, you guys good?
We're good, man. We are. I'm happy. The Wizards hired somebody. I don't know why it took 2.5 months or whatever.
And they hired somebody you were high on.
Well, and they hired the guy that everybody thought they were going to hire 2 months ago. C-Mail, tell us about Wes Unseld Jr.
I don't have to tell you guys anything that you don't already know. This isn't a good hire. This is a great hire. This is a grand slam hire. This is a coach that checks off every box when you're looking for someone to kind of take this organization to the next level. I'm going to give you guys just a quick backstory about Wes Unseld Jr. Yes, you know, the lazy narrative is, oh, that's Wes Unseld's son. No. This guy has done any and everything in organizations from the WNBA Washington Mystics, front office of the Washington Wizards in terms of scouting, being an assistant coach for the Washington Wizards, going to Orlando, going to Golden State, working with players like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. He was in Denver for the last 6 years. He has a major part in the development of an MVP guy in Jokic, who was a second-round pick. He has developed Jamal Murray. He has helped turn Denver into a perennial team with home court advantage in the West. Okay, so I just gave you just a little resume right there. Mm-hmm. But as Tim Connelly told me yesterday, who's the president of basketball operations for the Denver Nuggets and a longtime friend of Wes Unseld, he's not a quote-unquote, he's not a good dude. He's a great dude. And the X's and O part of it, you will see right away. The relationships, you'll see that right away. The in-game adjustments, you'll see that right away. The defense, you will see that right away.
Wait, say that one more time, Chris.
The defense,
there you go.
You'll see
yeah.
right away. And, again, for me, I'm biased. I told you guys weeks ago when you asked me, anybody that would ask me, they're like, who should the Wizards hire? I'm like, Wes Unseld Jr. It's a no-brainer. He checks off every box. So this is a great day for this organization because I think Wes is going to bring some stability, some accountability, real in-game leadership you will see right away. I'm happy, obviously, for him. I know him, full disclosure. I just think this guy just, again, checks every box off possible to be the 25th head coach of this organization.
As you stated, a lot of people are going to go with the lazy narrative and say, oh, they just hired him because of this. But you know what? I'll say this. That can be a plus because he did grow up around this franchise. And he may have a connection with it that makes you want to work just a little harder. We talk about this guy, Paul Henry, and this Wendell company all the time. He has all these family members working for him. When they came to my house, they work as if it was their own company. So now you bring a guy back in who grew up in the organization, who's gone other places and, spread his wings and begin to learn so much more. And then when you start talking about defense, for me, that's a hell of a sell because every coach that I've seen come over here the last few years, they talk defense, but they never did a damn thing with it. So if he could just.
I'll just say this, B. Mitch, about that defense part. You know, I agree with you 2,000%. And, you know, as you guys said in the open, I've been covering this team for a long time, right? I had hair when I first started covering this team. So I've heard a lot of lip service about defense mm-hmm. in the 15 years I've covered this team. But you're not going to get lip service from this guy. Wes is not really into the media thing. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I'm saying it as this guy wants to go to work. Tim Connelly told me yesterday, this guy will be in the practice facility at 5:30 in the morning, looking at tape, breaking down film. I talked to Eddie Jordan yesterday. You know, Wes was on Eddie Jordan's staff, and Eddie talked about just when he came from downstairs to be an assistant coach, all the coaches called him genius because the guy just knew everything you needed to know about an opponent, your player, the opponent's scheme, and the Wizards' scheme, and would come up with ideas. And Eddie talked about how just invaluable it was just to have him around because of his intellect and basketball IQ and just the way that he presents his information, okay? And I think that's going to be beneficial for a team that right now, guys, are trying to figure out, do they want to compete for a playoff spot or are they trying to develop players? And that's a very difficult thing to do. You've got Westbrook and Beal on one side. and you're trying to get Denny and Rui leveled up, okay? You're trying to develop them. Wes bridges the gap between the two generations, okay? Mm-hmm. The OG player that's 30 years old getting ready to go into the Hall of Fame, and a 20-year-old kid from Israel that's still trying to figure out his way, not only in this country, but playing this style of basketball. I think Wes is going to bridge those two together.
I think if he can do that, would really go a long way, because I think Scott Brooks kind of seemed to just be content letting Russ do his thing and Beal get shots off. Do you think Wes will try to bring more structure? We can joke about the defense all we want, but it was obviously awful. Do you think Wes will try to bring more structure offensively also?
I think by watching what Denver was able to do with Jokic and Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and Will Barton. By the way, Will Barton opted out. Boy, I'd really love to have him come home also. Oh. I'm wondering if Wes could coach him to bring him home, Will Barton being from Baltimore. But I do think that, JP. I think there's going to be some offensive identity as opposed to dribble, 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 get my shot off. Okay, shot clock winding down. Now I'll throw it to somebody. I think there's going to be an offensive identity. I do know there will be a defensive identity. I just believe it. I just believe he's going to come in and hold people accountable on that end of the floor. But offensively, I mean, it should look better, but they've never had a problem scoring points, guys. That's never really been kind of the issue, Chris, right? The issue has always been 5 minutes left in the game. Can you get a stop?
Totally.
So I think that part will get fixed. And I think the personnel, let's talk about that part too. It's one thing to give lip service about defense. You got to have people that really want to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
There has to be a group of 12 to 15 guys that they're like, oh, I like to compete on that end of the floor. And I think Wes is going to make that a point of emphasis.
Chris, just promise me if they're up three in the closing seconds of a game, Wes will be able to get his guys to foul what I don't want to hear is in a postgame presser afterwards, like, oh, yeah, you know, I told him to do it, just they didn't do it. What the hell are you doing?
Or we didn't have enough time to work on it because the games are coming so fast.
Right.
Yes. I heard that one day and went, don't say that again. Yeah. Like, that's just,
you told me a lot about your leadership quality right there.
Everybody, yeah, make sure you're following him on Twitter at CMillsNBCS. Chris, thank you so much for the time, dude. Always great to talk to you.
Appreciate it, brothers. B-Mitch, I'm trying to tell you. Y'all have a great week.
The problem with B-Mitch, Chris, is that he's Benjamin Button. He looks younger now than he did his rookie year in the NFL when he had a mustache and a receding hairline. It's a remarkable thing.
It don't crack, B-Mitch, does it? It'll never crack.
Hey, done. Keep it going, brother.
Meanwhile, I'm cracking all over the place. I'm losing oil. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, dude.
All right, bro. All right, guys. Be cool, man.
Take care. All right, brother.
11:30. Aaron Schatz, Football Outsiders, joins the program. Shot. Go nowhere. This is B-Mitch Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.